Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our meditation. As I was listening to Joan, I heard her talk about how we are looking outside for God, or looking outside to fill that lack that we think we have. And of course, meditation is the time to correct that. I mean, Joan is absolutely correct. That is the habit that we have. We have the habit of looking outside for everything, for our security, for our happiness, for love. So meditation is the time where we reverse that habit. We begin to look inside. Today I'm going to play some Tibetan sounds as we meditate. So let me begin that. Please get into a comfortable position. And as always, consider keeping your spine straight. This helps with alertness during meditation. Meditation is interesting because we want to be both relaxed and alert. So you have to find that position that allows you to be relaxed and yet alert. And when you find that position, just close your eyes. And we'll begin today just with a few moments of listening to these Tibetan sounds. Just focusing our attention on the bells and the tinkles and whatever other sounds they may deliver to us. L.A. Ruzdar recommends tapping on your third eye prior to meditation, or that space that is just between and slightly above the eyebrows. Also, you could tap on your spiritual heart, which is the middle of your chest. So as we prepare for meditation, again, our eyes are closed, but we're moving into the meditative state. If you'd like to practice the tapping on your third eye or the tapping on your chest, go ahead and do that as you listen to these Tibetan sounds. Thank you. I've been tapping on my third eye. And now I'm moving the tapping to my chest. Now, if you've been tapping, let go of the tapping and return your hands to a relaxed and comfortable position and continue to listen to these sounds. When our eyes are closed, we can still see. We might see darkness. We might see light. We might see a combination of the two. If our imagination is active, we can even see the world of our imagination. But we are not without sight. Notice what it is that you see with your eyes closed as you listen to this music. Notice that seeing is still looking outward, even if your perception is that all that you see is the back of your eyelids, darkness. There's a looking outward to the back of the eyelids. We're now going to begin our journey inward by practicing self-inquiry. So ask yourself, what is it that sees this? And then fill in the blank with whatever it is that you see when your eyes are closed. What is it that sees this? This is not a mental question. We are not looking for a mental answer. And you do want to ask the question as if you're beginning to investigate a mystery. So if there's an idea that you know the answer, for example, it's me, Regina. Be willing to find an answer that doesn't seem so obvious to you. You're investigating a mystery. And in order to solve a mystery, one has to look without any expectations. One has to look with complete openness. So when you ask the question, what is it that sees this? Follow that question up by looking to see if you can see or discover the seer. So again, first notice whatever seeing there is when your eyes are closed, even if that seems to be just darkness. Then ask, what is it that sees this? And turn your attention towards the seer to see if you can discover the seer. A very active curiosity can be very helpful in self-inquiry. The more alive the self-inquiry, the better. If you find the seer through your practice of self-inquiry, when you find the seer, you just rest with it. Rest your attention with the seer. If you find that thoughts are coming into your mind and your attention is floating towards these thoughts, just practice the same self-inquiry on the thoughts. First, look towards the thought. Notice that you see the thought, just like you saw the darkness or the light that you saw with your eyes closed. Notice that when you are looking towards a thought, you are looking outward. Attention is going out towards thought. And then ask, who sees this thought? And turn the attention back in, seeking the seer. Although the seer is always present, it's easier to perceive the seer when the mind is quiet. If you find your mind is very active, you can try relaxing the mind by again turning the attention to the Tibetan sounds. Once the mind feels relaxed and generally quieter, begin practicing self-inquiry again to turn your attention inward. When you feel your attention is with the seer, just rest there. Remain with the seer. Thank you. are resting with the seer. It's a very gentle, very relaxed, but steady being with the seer. Whenever the attention floats away, just practice self-inquiry again to return to the seer. Another form of self-inquiry that you can practice if your attention begins to drift away is simply to ask, who, or you could say, what am I? And when you ask, what am I? Again, the attention turns around to look, to investigate, to find the self. The self and the seer are one. When one practices self-inquiry and finds the seer and begins to rest with the seer, it can seem to the mind that we're resting with nothing or that nothing is happening. That's perfect. Don't let the mind's expectation of some otherworldly experience to lead you to believe you've not yet found awareness or the seer or the self. If you feel intuitively that you are at that point, to just rest there and let absolutely nothing happen. Let absolutely nothing be as it is. Be content with this non-experience. Thank you. mind may be still, or the mind may be slower, but thoughts may still be going by. Keep your attention with awareness and let the thoughts go by without becoming overly interested in them. It might be like you're sitting inside of a house on a chair and the thoughts are outside the window. Your focus is on the inside as the thoughts move by on the outside of the window. They can't disturb you here. Just keep your attention on the inside, with the seer, with the self, with awareness. If you notice any strain as you watch the seer, simply relax the strain and continue to watch the seer. You can even ask, who is it that sees this strain? It is time for our meditation to end, but if you have time, continue to practice this form of self-inquiry and awareness, watching awareness. It's one of the most beneficial meditations, if not the most beneficial meditation, to help in the purpose of self-realization or God-realization. It is looking within, and as Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within. Amen.